Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. Most enterprises today suffer from a lack of effective collaboration. They sometimes chase tools meant to, quote, fix that problem. In this podcast, we highlight some ineffective enterprise tactics and potential solutions to help enterprises collaborate more effectively. And today we're here with expert Sean Schell, Vice President of Hitachi Consulting, to discuss some of the issues surrounding enterprise collaboration. So welcome, Sean.
Thanks, Lauren.
Sean, I have a few questions for you about this topic. So the first one is firms, which often complain they can't collaborate effectively, may not actually suffer from poor collaboration. Can you explain what you mean there?
Today, many organizations suffer from what they think is a poor collaboration or a lack of the ability to collaborate among employees. This is contributed by the fact that many organizations have employees spread across the globe and people are just simply more spread out. Unfortunately, in many cases, it's not really an issue of the way that they had traditionally done. Working from home is another example of where can't effectively bring their participants together in being able to work on a document and be able to pass it back and forth. It's really an inability to work on the same document as an example. So when many organizations identify poor collaboration or inability to collaborate, they're really talking more about file sharing and the ability to look at the same document rather than having to use email.
Okay, so that makes sense. So how should firms really think about collaboration then?
Well, at the end of the day, collaboration really describes a temporal event. We're going to come together around a specific initiative. We're going to work on one or more assets or artifacts related to that particular initiative. We're going to develop the output of that collaborative effort and then move forward. So in other words, if we go through the process of defining an initiative and working on these assets, at some point you'll have a singular set of output. And then all of the other elements of that collaboration need to go away. And in fact, the artifacts or assets involved in that collaborative effort could be a number of things, from whiteboard sessions to documents to spreadsheets to discussions. And when we think about collaboration, we need to think about the range of activities that employees will engage in around that initiative.
Okay, so that leads into yet another question I have. There's a lot of talk about different kinds of tools and technologies to help companies better collaborate. So how can tools help firms collaborate better or more effectively?
In the end, because collaboration really truly is a range of activities, organizations should look and try to find tools that really can capture and collect all of those efforts and do it in a way that creates a singular view for employees. In other words, it's interesting to talk about IM by itself as an atomic unit within that initiative. It's interesting to talk about sharing files. It's interesting to talk about maybe whiteboard sessions. But if you can't bring that all together, if you can't present all of that work as one singular unit within this context of an initiative, organizations won't ultimately be successful. So you need to look at platforms, essentially, that can handle all of those things and bring them together in a way that makes sense for each of the participants.
Okay, so you've already alluded to a potential problem with some of these tools. Are there situations where tools might not really make sense, might not solve the issues that enterprises have in terms of effective collaboration?
What we're seeing in our business over and over and over again are organizations finding tools, picking technologies, implementing them, and then nobody uses them. And the biggest impediment to effective collaboration is poor adoption. And poor adoption could be the result of too many choices. You know, we have three IM clients. We have two file sharing tools. We have three screen sharing tools. We have file shares. I carry around documents on my thumb drive. And all of these choices lead employees to make somewhat uneven decisions about what tools, technologies, services to use for a given initiative. And I'll admit that even at Hitachi, sometimes we're not as good as we could be about finding the right collaborative environment within which to work. And I think that's true of a lot of organizations where, depending on who's leading the effort, they might have their own predisposition to, say, using SharePoint or Yammer or Dropbox or SkyDrive, and you can name the different technologies involved. But unless everybody in the initiative is really working using the same set of tools, and if you can create consistency across all of these teams is key. Picking a very small set of tools that cover a very broad set of activities around collaboration that is universal. Now, this is not an easy task.
So that gets to kind of the heart of the matter. What are some quick tips or hints that you can offer for enterprises to collaborate more effectively?
One of the keys, as I mentioned before, is adoption. Obviously, picking the right tools, ensuring that you reinforce messages about how the organization collaborates. And if there's a group within the firm that is focused on providing these enabling tools, they need to be paying attention to how those tools are being used. Gather analytic data that can help them make better decisions on how to evolve those tools and the uses of those tools over time. So it's making sure that you provide supporting materials to employees, tools across the various teams, and keeping track of what's happening actually on the ground with those tools and making evolutionary changes over time to fit the needs of the teams as the organization matures.
Well, Sean, thanks so much. That's a great summary on some of the ways in which organizations can think about collaboration and can work toward a more effective collaboration strategy. So thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And for more on the topic, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And I'm Lauren Horwitz. Until next time.